Jesus is our advocate. He will never leave us. There may be times in your life that feel lonely, but if you believe in Jesus, know that He's always there with you. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. So whether you're graduating or you're just like many others, gradually going from one point to another, understand this. Jesus never leaves you. He never forsakes you if you are a blood-bought child of His.
Welcome to Friendly Connection. Friendly Connection is the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman.
Understand that each one of you in this room can share the good news of Christ in a way that I cannot.
Friendly Connection is an inspirational and encouraging weekly walk through the Word.
Think about the number of us, no matter how young or old you are, in this room. How many lives each of us could touch and change this week by redeeming the time?
We at Friendly Connection pray that today's message will be an encouragement as you live out your faith.
That is essential. If you are doing any kind of work for the kingdom of God, it's important that you know your identity in Christ Jesus.
Now, let's go to today's message.
Also look around this room this morning at our graduates and at everyone, and I see a whole lot of potential in this place. A whole lot of potential in this place. I can say that each one of us in here today, we are capable of doing the impossible. We're capable of doing the impossible, but there's a condition that must be met first before we can do the impossible. And if you have your Bibles, I want to look at the Gospel of John this morning, John chapter 14. And we're going to talk about these impossibilities that we face in life and that we're able to do it and why we're able to do it and what the condition is that needs to be met so that we can do the impossible. So again, if you have your Bibles, the Gospel of John chapter 14, we're going to look at verses 12 through 18. It reads like this morning. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me, and this is Jesus speaking, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be with you. And I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Father God, we come to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, grateful for your word, grateful for this passage in John that assures us that through you, we can do all things. Whatever you've called us to do, you haven't left us in a way that we're not able to accomplish. You have given us everything we need to be able to accomplish every good work for you. And Father, I pray that we are all challenged by your words this day. And Father, we love you, we thank you, we praise you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So you can do the impossible. You can do great works. Why? Because Jesus goes to the Father. We know today he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He's an advocate for each and every one of us who believe in him. And when he sees us and he sees us going through challenging times and we're crying out to him, he turns to his Father and says, "That's your child. You're an adopted heir because they believe in me. Here's how we need to help them. Here's what we need to do for them. You can do the impossible. You can do amazing things, but you have to believe in Jesus. He has to be the Lord and Savior of your life." Jesus even says, "Greater things will you do." Why? Because I go to the Father. But again, we have to believe. We must believe in Jesus. Jesus is our advocate. He will never leave us. There may be times in your life that feel lonely, but if you believe in Jesus, know that he's always there with you. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. So whether you're graduating preschool or high school or college or graduate school, or you're just like many others gradually going from one point to another, understand this. Jesus never leaves you. He never forsakes you if you live for him, if you are a blood-bought child of his. The Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. The Holy Spirit will guide you. Jesus will never abandon you. And when you know Christ and the free pardon of sin, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. He lives, he resides in you. What a wonderful thought, a person of the Godhead living on the inside of you. Don't stress about not being able to achieve or accomplish or do. Turn to God, trust Christ, and watch the great things he allows you to do. Again, not in your strength, in his strength. You can do the impossible, but you must first trust Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:13, if we poll the room, I'm sure the majority of us would know this. I can do all things through Christ, who what? Strengthens me, yes. Doesn't say I can do all things through my own power because I strengthen me. It says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when you're in those down times, when you're in those challenging places, turn to Christ. Even when you're not in those places, turn to Christ. Be sure you're turning to him daily, because he can, and only he can, give you power for living. Sin says that I can do it all on my own. I can do it all by myself. I don't need Christ or anyone else to help me. I mean, if you think back to Genesis, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve felt that God was keeping something from them. And so what do? They make their own decisions. They turn away from God. And we see the outcome of that. In Genesis chapter 11, we see people deciding that they can be their own God and build their own civilization. And they start out to build this great tower. And what happens? God comes down and confuses the language. We find that in Genesis chapter 11. But then in Genesis chapter 12, we see God turning from that and turning to this unassuming 75-year-old. And God says to him, "Of you, I will make a great nation." This guy was 75 years old. At that time, his name was Abram. His wife's name was Sarai. They couldn't have children. They could do nothing to make a great nation. So in and of themselves, it was impossible. But God applied his power to their lives. And we understand that through Abraham, because God changed his name from Abram to Abraham and from Sarai to Sarah. He changed their name. He put within them the ability to have a child. And through that, they birthed the nation of Israel. And through Abraham, all the nations of the earth are blessed. But it wasn't Abraham's power. It was God's power. Abraham and Sarah did the impossible, again, not in their strength, in God's strength. Often God uses our weaknesses and our limitations for us to do great things for his kingdom work. So don't stress about the things that you don't feel qualified to do or that you feel in your own power you can't do. If God is calling you to do something, trust him. Lean to him, lean on Christ, and understand that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Years back, when the newspaper asked me to do a daily or a weekly article for them, I thought, of all people to ask, I feel so unqualified for this. I'm dyslexic. I have some issues with numbers and letters and reading and writing, although I love to write. I thought of all the people they could ask someone else who could do this so much more efficient. But through that and through trusting God and leaning on Christ, we've been able to do articles now and continue to do articles for several papers back in North Carolina. Again, it's not my strength, it's leaning on Christ, Christ's strength working in and through me. And it's for God's glory and his kingdom. You know, so never worry about the things you don't do well. Seldom does God call the qualified, but he qualifies the called. So graduates, understand that. You may feel unable to do certain things. Trust God. Let him build you. Let him guide you. And you're going to do great things for the kingdom of God. Take your eyes off self. Put your eyes on Christ Jesus. Seek his kingdom first. When I was at Greensboro College, my New Testament professor once talked about a missionary who had been given some desert land. And there was nothing that would grow in this desert land. Somehow or another, they piped water in and they made a very lush, over about 25, 30 years, made a very lush oasis in this desert place and built it up, and it was beautiful. And in this desert, there was this beautiful missionary headquarters where people came and heard about Christ and lives were changed. And my Bible professor said one day that a very pious minister came to that place and said to the missionary, "Wow, look what you and God have done." And the missionary says, "Well, I'm very thankful for God's power and that we were able to do this. But I wish you could have seen it when God had it all by himself." One of my favorite quotes is by St. Augustine. He said, "Pray as though everything depends on God. Work as though everything depends on you." Never leave God out of the equation. Because if you do, it's in vain. You might find yourself falling on your face. But when you are seeking God first, you're seeking Christ first, his kingdom first, you are able to do the impossible. You are able to do great things. Why? Because Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. Even Paul the Apostle, it seems, struggled with this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We see Paul the Apostle talking about this thorn in the flesh, and he says, "Three times I asked God to take this thorn away." And God says, "My grace is sufficient for you." And Paul says, "Now I boast in these things that I don't do well because it's not my power. It's God's power at operation through me. So when people make fun of me, they pick on me, they put me down, it's God who gets the glory. I'm not worried about that because I am able to do through Christ Jesus what I cannot do through myself." So today, if you've heard nothing, hear this. When you make Christ Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life, you can do the impossible. When you lean on him, you can do the impossible. When you seek his kingdom first and his righteousness first above all things, you can do the impossible. The impossible is possible when Christ resides in me. That's something you might want to write down and remember. The impossible is possible when Christ resides in me. Let me say that one more time. The impossible is possible when Christ resides in me.
I hope you will join us again for Friendly Connection so we can explore God's Word together. Blessings.